Did You Know Showtime here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you guys on this Thursday, April 6th. Hope you guys are having a fun Thursday, Friday Eve. And Noah, time to kick us off.
All right, let's see. So you talked about popcorn a few days ago, maybe it was last week, about it being butterfly shape or snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found one about popcorn as well. It is my favorite snack.
Yes.
And little did I know, actually, this isn't even the Did You Know show, but it is actually a very healthy snack if you don't put stuff on it. Like if you just go buy the kernels and pop it, it's actually one of the most healthiest snacks out there. But anyways, I digress. So did you know popcorn can pop up to 3 feet into the air?
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that's a big old leap for a little kernel, right? So popping an afternoon snack of popcorn in a microwave generally isn't that messy because obviously it's in a bag. But if it wasn't in the bag, you might have watched it flying, these flying kernels going up to possibly up to 3 feet while transforming into the kernels to a puff. However, these tiny grains don't just fly straight skyward as they expand. The high-speed recordings of popcorn as it cooks actually shows that when they go up, they flip like a high-flying gymnast. And thanks to the starches that push off the cooking surface that actually propel the popcorn. So instead of it coming straight up from the pop, the way it like expands and does the butterfly thing and flips out, it actually goes up and does some crazy flips and whatnot in the air. Another little cool fun fact along with it is the popcorn industry, they also they strive to have a 98% probability of each kernel popping in a bag of popcorn. Obviously, it's really hard for them to get to that point. But the reason that some of them are actually duds is usually because the what they call the pericarp, which is the actual hard part on the outside, it's either cracked so the pressure couldn't build up so it actually could not explode into the popcorn, or the pressure that was built up just didn't quite get to that extent, I guess. And so it either it's just a dud popcorn or it had a little crack in it from when it was harvested that's the reason that it actually didn't turn into popcorn.
That's interesting. I've always wondered why there's those kernels that always get left behind.
Yeah, but it's like so the starch on the inside is like if you were to plant it, it's what nurtures the seed.
Mm.
That's whenever it gets heat up and it busts, that's actually already in there.
Okay.
It's just the heat helps it expand a bit. So if you don't have that pressure, then it never actually does the combustion thing and it never turns into popcorn.
Interesting. That's cool. All right. Well, did you know that the elephant's closest living relatives look nothing like elephants?
Okay, well, what's its closest relative?
Yeah, so one of them lives in the sea and the other weighs only about 10 pounds. So Sirenians, known less elegantly as sea cows, which includes manatees and like a couple other sea animals, share a common ancestor group with elephants, one that died out around 50 million years ago, and it was likely a wading animal that lived near water. But those manatees obviously live very different lives than elephants and live in the water. And then the elephant's other close relative, the rock hyrax, looks more like a rodent than any sort of lumbering land giant like an elephant. However, upon closer inspection, the rock hyrax, that rodent-like animal, and elephant share similar toes, wrists, and skull structures. And the rock hyrax also has oversized incisors that act similar to elephant tusks.
Huh.
So I've never seen a rock hyrax. I looked at a picture of it, and it really just looks kind of like a little rodent rat type of thing. But somehow the genetic makeup of it is extremely similar to an elephant.
Similar to an elephant, huh? I wonder if they're as smart as an elephant.
Yeah, I wonder.
Or as dumb. I think elephants are smart. I think elephants are smart, but then don't they say that their brains are like the size of peanuts or something
like that?
Yeah,
that's why it's crazy that they are as smart as they are.
Okay.
I think. Could have that wrong, but.
Who knows?
Who knows?
It's the Did You Know show, not the I'm Telling the Truth show.
But pretty fun facts today about popcorn and elephants for you guys. So hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you guys on the next one. See ya.